Watch it on our website at RadioLiberty.com under videos, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, or they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli citizen, who, of course, was forced to leave his country because, of course, threats against his life. But, certainly, it's to our advantage because we can talk to Barry every weekend. He can keep us abreast of what's going on in the Near East, and as far as Israel is concerned. Barry, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Always my pleasure.
Well, go ahead and bring us up to date. What are the big issues before Israel today?
I'm not going to start with Israel. I'm going to start with speculation.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. Look, there's a process before you start looking for evidence. You have to have a gut feeling there's something in the story. So I work with coincidence that's beyond coincidence. And then I start to think, well, the odds against this aren't that good anymore. There's something behind it. Now, in the last week in the United States, there have been two explosions. One was natural gas. That was Texas. And then 2 days ago in Utah, I believe it was oil. It doesn't matter. Three people died. In Texas, they were wounded. Now, that's 2 in 6 days. And not to mention the swamp of Mexico and the complete destruction of one of the biggest bays in the world in just 6 weeks. And by the way, I want to doff the old chapeau to the people who figured out a way to destroy that gigantic gulf in less than 2 months. They did a fine job. And it's, needless to say, it hasn't. It's not like tomorrow morning you'll wake up and everything is fine again. That gulf is, in fact, uninhabitable for anything, and it's just getting worse. But back to the coincidences. 2 in 6 days bothers me. The Gulf beyond bothers me. But there were also other recent incidents in Venezuela, natural gas, off Mexico, natural gas. There have been an awful lot of explosions in a very, very brief period of time that have killed people and destroyed swamp of Mexico. Now, there is a reason for this, and it's called cyber attack. And by the way, I saw a show on PBS, I believe it was Frontline, that probably kicked in a lot of associations, because this show showed how if America's enemies hacked into the oil and gas industries, what would happen? They were doing actually the electrical grid, but you hack in, they hired a hacker, and he overcame all the protections in place, and he made a generator explode. He readjusted its settings, made it so hot that it exploded.
Now basically, this was actually done intentionally. Is that right? This was somebody hired a hacker to actually to show that they could actually do this, and he was actually able to do this to show how vulnerable our protections are. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Actually, it was on 60 Minutes. I saw the program, and it was well done. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish. You're right ahead, Barry.
Well, that's very good that you saw the show. We're talking the same language then.
Well, I always watch 60 Minutes because I want to see what the enemy's doing. 60 Minutes is owned by CBS. CBS is owned by Viacom. Viacom's part of the Brotherhood of Darkness I talk about. So, Sydney, I want to know what the Brotherhood's up to, and so I watch 60 Minutes every Sunday evening. You go right ahead.
Well, as for Viacom, why not? I mean, let's look at this program we both watched. This is, it was a very convincing argument that by hacking in to the infrastructure of the United States, you could destroy it from Pakistan. Let's get straight down to what's going on here. If, in fact, this is all just cyber war, and everyone seems to think that the war in Afghanistan doesn't go beyond Afghanistan, that's not the way wars run nowadays. You've got a whole electronic front that no one seems to be paying a lot of attention to. But two natural gas and oil explosions in 6 days I can't say for sure that the United States is losing the electronic war, no matter what their army is doing in the field. What happened in the Gulf is worth 100 atomic bombs. The effect it's going to have, nobody is talking about the effect that it's going to have. This may have been part of a cyber war, and I say may, I'm no expert. But having watched the same program, we understand what the danger is. You know, all you have to do is hack into a system and you can get an oil pipeline so hot it will explode. And that's what I suspect. This is just a suspicion, but nobody is talking about it. It could be the oil and gas industries really are being targeted to explode all over the place. That's it. It's just an opinion.
All right. Well, I think it's not an invalid opinion at all, because I really believe we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. And certainly, I think Richard Russell said it best. He said, sell all your stocks, because by the end of this year, referring to 2010, you won't recognize the United States. And Richard Russell's a pretty smart old guy. He's been around a lot longer than I have. And when he made that prediction, I listened. Hold on, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Barry is just talking about his concern about what's going on and a number of strange explosions recently, what we've seen down in the Gulf, the potential certainly for hacking into the various security mechanisms having to do with our oil or gas or electric grids across America, and of course Barry is suggesting that maybe we are beginning to see the early stages of an attack on the infrastructure of our nation. And
I don't think it's early. I think it was, if the Gulf explosion was from cyber warfare, it's not early. The game is, in actual fact, ended.
All right, fine. Well, the game hasn't ended. You mean it's just, the game is well underway, is what you're saying?
Well, the battle was won.
All right, fine. Well, go ahead, Sydney. I think that we're just going to have to wait and watch, but I share your concern because, as I commented during the break there, why, of course, I really believe we are moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and I think we will see the Black Awakening. And if you haven't actually heard my interviews with Russ Dizdar, you need to get them or get our 4 tape set on the Black Awakening. But go right ahead, Barry.
All right, I'll go back to what I'm more qualified to speak about. And by the way, the last stuff, don't disqualify it. My suspicions are truly at a higher level, and I do suspect that cyber war was involved. But let's go to, well, where I wasted 33 years of my life and I know something about, let's go back to Israel.
Barry, you didn't waste 33 years of your life. I think you had an important impact upon the beliefs of many of the people there within the Israeli community. I do not think you've wasted your time at all. Go ahead.
All right. I agree with you. I spoke too quickly. But you were right last week, but not completely. Now, you told me that Iran was sending two warships.
Two carrier groups, actually. It looks like it's going to be three or four.
No, it's two ships. I've been following this all day long. Every report says two ships have left.
Well, no, is this two ships or is this two carrier groups? I'm sorry. Iran is sending two ships to. Iran is sending two ships to join the flotilla. Yes, that's right.
Well, the flotilla is nothing, but they're not joining the flotilla. You got it partly right. Iran is sending two ships full of supplies. They'll drop them off in Turkey and go home. They, at least officially, they're not going to challenge the Israeli Navy. They're simply transporting, what they consider humanitarian goods. Hamas won't even take it. I mean, I spoke about this blockade all week long. That article actually had an effect. And I said Iran, for one thing, is not even doing a show of force. If they were accompanying the flotilla with orders to shoot if attacked, you would explode the Middle East. That would be the act that would, in fact, lead to widespread and spreading warfare. So I said they'd never do that. They're not ready for that kind of a war. They don't want that kind of a war. And they got out of it. They're sending two ships full of supplies. They're dropping them off, and that's that.
Well, I hope that that's the case. I hope that's the case because, of course, as you point out, if these were Iranian ships that tried to break the Israeli blockade, that would be organized insanity. But then why are they even sending the supplies at this time? There's got to be another reason. I believe that we are building up to some sort of crescendo there, but let's wait and see.
Well, they're also being taken over by Turkey as the most popular radical state in the region. Iran has been eclipsed by the recent government in Turkey. They love the Turkish prime minister in Gaza and throughout the Arab world. So Iran has got it's not nice being number two when you've been number one for so long. So they have to show up and let them know in Gaza that they also supplied really humanitarian stuff that the Hamas aren't even going to allow into Gaza, but nonetheless, Iran has to show its face. Now, there's all kinds of rumors. Last week you said, no, it was by phone, I think, privately, you said that Saudi Arabia has opened airspace to Israel for an Iranian attack. Believe me, if you're the Israeli Air Force and Saudi Arabia opens some airspace to you, the first thing you think is, it's a trap.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, Barry. We've heard this from several sources. Maybe it's all disinformation. I did comment because I'd read several articles on this, but certainly I've been told the same thing by Dr. Corsi. I was told the same thing by Avi Lipkin. We'll wait and see. Maybe it's not true, but go ahead.
It isn't even a question of whether it's true. It's whether the Israelis would commit their air force and listen, they're a long way from home, and there's a lot of high-tech missiles out there. It's a very risky thing to do to begin with. All right, without any permission, apparently, and we're going to fly over Saudi airspace and hope they're not going to betray us. It's a pretty big decision there. But neither here nor there. Let's go back to this blockade business. Look, the fact is, Israel painted itself into a corner. To summarize what my article was about, my recent article, I stated the obvious, that the flotilla commando attack was too stupid not to have been deliberate. And I mean repelling sold a platoon of commandos, a platoon against 400 pretty angry people without any riot control procedures or crowd control procedures, just drop them on the deck, and instead of arming them, you arm them with paintball guns, and you give them the order to shoot the paintballs into the legs of rioters. And I said, I was a soldier in Israel, regular and reserve for 13 years, and I promise you, the army that I served in would never have passed an operation like that unless it was on purpose.
Well, Barry, I think it's reminiscent of something called a Kent State during the Vietnam War, where they took a unit of National Guard troops, and they knew they were going to come under attack from the students, and they sent them in there not with riot guns, not with shotguns, but with high-powered rifles. The only thing you do with a high-powered rifle is you kill somebody, and of course they put them in their gas masks, and they march them up and down, they're hot, and somebody starts throwing things at them, and they open fire, and they kill four or five students, and it's a tremendous incident, and it was all staged. I mean, logic would tell you. I mean, you're going to send the troops in, you send them in with shotguns with birdshot in them, or you send them in with certainly tear gas. But it wasn't done that way. It was done to create an incident at Kent State. And when we saw the attack on the flotilla, it was like Kent State all over again. It was deja vu all over again. Certainly the American military is not stupid, and the Israeli military is not stupid.
Well, just keep in mind, Kent State did what it was supposed to do. That was the last riot on any white university campus. There was one 2 weeks later on a black campus, but that was the end for university radicalism. That it did its trick. Somebody worked out the psychology. There were no more university anti-government riots after Kent State. I imagine the effect of the flotilla will be just as powerful and profound for Ehud Barak, the Labor Party defense minister. Now, just to remind you that this government let in the enemy, that he is not, it's not an all-for-one, one-for-all government. You've got factions, but one faction is the enemy, and that's Labor Zionism. What they're doing in a right-wing government makes no sense whatsoever. None.
Well, we live in a world gone mad. Once you understand that, Barry, everything makes sense. Go right ahead.
Well, Netanyahu was forced to take Labor,
sure,
the same way Sharon was forced to take Paris as foreign minister. It makes no sense when you don't have to do it. When you've won a 68% plurality in the popular vote, you don't have to bring Labor into your government. You do that because somebody told you to. The problem is that Ehud Barak was Prime Minister of Israel for 18 months beginning 1999, and he offered Arafat, that works. The Barak peace plan was a complete turnover, a complete revolution. He offered Arafat to split Jerusalem. He offered Arafat land in the Negev equal and above the land that settlements are on. He gave away the works, and to his utter shock, Arafat turned him down.
But maybe Arafat was playing his part in this whole charade. I mean, they don't want a solution to the problem over there, Barry. They want the problem. That's what it's all about. If you solve the problem, then what would you do? I mean, suddenly it's like you create and you finance your enemies, as we're doing, certainly in Afghanistan, and we're financing the Pakistan governments, it's financing the ISI, it's financing the Taliban that are killing our boys. I mean, go back in the formation of Hamas. It was formed by the CIA and the Mossad, and you got the best enemies money could buy. Right now today, the United States is financing the arming and training of the PLO army that's going to be fighting Israel, which we're also funding. And when you understand we finance both sides, it all makes sense. We'll be right back with Barry Shamish. Go ahead, Barry.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease?
Israel's actions with the dumbest... I'll go through his justification in 1 second.
Well, I think what he really should do is just fire Barack, and that would be the end of it. But he obviously is not in a position to do that. I think there must be forces there that we certainly don't understand. But I certainly have...
I understand them.
Okay. Well, we have collectively, I mean, me and the rest of the listening audience. But basically, I mean, we're seeing an effort to discredit Israel. They couldn't have done a better job to turn the whole world against Israel than this fiasco. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish as we explore what's going on in Israel. But Israel is entering a very, very difficult and dangerous time. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
Night.
All right, Barry, go right ahead.
All right. Now, what we're talking about is forces. The forces is labor Zionism who allied themselves with the Oslo process and will do anything and kill any number of people who get in their way. That's the forces in Israel.
But basically, now, for our listeners, the labor Zionists are the very bad and evil branch of Judaism that actually worked with Adolf Hitler during the Holocaust and actually sacrificed the lives of many, many Jewish people. Is that correct?
They signed a transfer agreement in 1933 to get the right Jews out of Germany in return for stopping all economic boycotts and sanctions against Nazi Germany. That's collaboration anyways.
But they were responsible, really, for the deaths of an awful lot of Jews in Germany, weren't they?
Yeah, not Germany, in Europe.
Well, in Europe, okay.
In Germany, they're responsible for saving them for Israel. Nonetheless, that's a different topic, and it would take a lot of time to explain that one easily.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. I just want people to realize that the labor Zionists are the bad guys.
Ehud Barak is head of labor Zionism. He's head of the party. As soon as Netanyahu put him in the government, you knew it was not going to be a unity government. There was going to be a snake in there trying to bring the government down. That always happens when you put labor into a government. Peres brought, I'm not going to go through the history of that. That is what's happening. That Barak cut a deal. Hello?
Go right ahead.
Right, I guess someone tried to call me. Too late. Barak cut a deal. And there's no question in my mind that he cut the deal with the Obama administration. I believe that. But again, that one I can't prove. All I can prove is that Netanyahu, instead of absolutely defending Israel from this trap that Barak set, is going with the justification that they attacked our soldiers. That doesn't fly. The soldiers landed on top of a riot. What did they expect? This is an army.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Barry is just saying that Barak set the whole situation up as far as the flotilla, sends in the Marines, dropped out of the helicopters, coming out of the helicopters into a riot, and of course you could expect there was going to be violence and people were going to be killed, and that was done intentionally to embarrass Israel by the Defense Minister Barak. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to go ahead and put out your telephone number, tell people how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to speak to their meetings, and how they can, of course, get your PayPal button and help you so that you can continue getting the information out about Israel. Go ahead.
Sure. The books are at www.lulu, that's L-U-L-U, .com. When you get there, you'll see a search box. You double-click books and you write my name. And that is spelled C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That will get you to the books. Downloading them is $5. I don't think you could get a book that cheap in your used bookshop. My website is BarryChamish.com. And if you want my DVDs, which Lulu does not carry, give me a call. That's 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And the PayPal donation bucket is at Barry Chamish. A button, actually, is at BarryChamish.com. All right, let's get back.
All right, go ahead.
Now, if you're Netanyahu and a disaster, a public relations disaster, has hit your country, what do you tell the world to defend yourself? They attacked us first. That is nonsense. To the world, commandos attacked a ship, and the people on the ship defended themselves. Now, the world doesn't know that the commandos, one crummy platoon of them, were outnumbered 40-1, and they were armed with paintball guns. The subtleties are known by almost nobody. The broad picture of commandos being attacked, even though they've got machine guns and they've got sidearms and they're fully armed, the brave humanitarians attack the soldiers. Everything gets turned upside down when you don't know the story. That's a major problem. So Netanyahu has got to, in the simplest language possible, he has got to explain to the world why we killed 9 humanitarians. And he says they attacked us. That doesn't fly. It'll never persuade anybody. It's a lousy excuse. Now, what Israel could have said, well, there were 500 people on this boat. Do you need 500 people to distribute humanitarian aid? What were 500 people doing on a boat that was supposedly delivering medicine? It's a very, very good question. Why were they there?
They were there because they wanted an incident. It was all planned. It was almost like somebody orchestrated both sides of it.
We know that it was a PR stunt designed to embarrass the heck out of Israel. That's what it was designed to do, and it worked like a charm. And I wouldn't feel all that sorry for the people who got killed. They wanted to be martyrs. There's a mentality at work that people don't understand. It's an honor to die in an operation like this that humiliated Israel is a victory. And there's an east-west divided mentality that people don't understand that. These were not humanitarians. That is putting it mildly, but that's not even the point. Israel has a legitimate argument about the blockade of Gaza that should be central to their problem. The fact is, Gaza is blocked by 2 countries. Egypt has a blockade against Gaza. You can't go to the Egyptian crossings at Rafah if you're a Gazan and go into Egypt, and you can't get goods from Egypt. And Egypt floods and blows up tunnels as much as Israelis do. It's a 2-nation blockade. There was a flotilla of 6 ships. Why didn't they divide the action up? One try and get to Gaza through Egypt, and one try to get to Gaza through Israel. Where was the Egyptian Navy? Well, they had nothing to worry about because the ships were all going along the Israeli shore. Nobody was going along the Sinai shore to try and enter Gaza from the south. All Israel has to say is, it's not just our blockade. We're sharing it with Egypt. If you want the Arab world to think twice, they would actually think twice if Israel was stressing that point instead of the hopelessly lost point that they attacked our soldiers first. That is a meaningless argument.
Well, Netanyahu is a very smart man, so he obviously has put this out as a losing argument, knowing full well that nobody's going to believe it. He's just talking, he's playing his part, Barak is playing his part, and tragically, soldiers were catapulted, the Marines went down, the people on the ship, everybody's playing a part. Unfortunately, a lot of people got killed.
Can you imagine who would arrange the PR behind this?
I can imagine exactly how this whole thing is laid out. They know exactly what they're doing and how to play on the emotions of people in the United States and in Israel. And I'm sure the people in Israel are certainly increasingly getting very disillusioned with everything that's going on. They're beginning to lose confidence in their government. And, you know, when they lose confidence in the government, then they begin to lose confidence in the vision of Israel. But go right ahead.
Well, they're backing the government on this argument. They're just talking about the attack against Israeli soldiers like they're sacrosanct. You can't attack them when they're being dropped onto your ship. The Israelis are actually pushing this argument, and by the way, they're having an awful lot of trouble convincing anyone with that argument. Israelis don't, you have to understand, and I've been fighting this for 15 years, Israelis accept the establishment. They don't understand the subtleties behind the establishment. They don't get it. And I'm a minor success and a major failure in getting people to understand that their government is not a government, that their free choice is not a free choice, that the whole thing is rigged. Look, Israel has set up its own commission of inquiry over the flotilla. The average age, and I'm not joking you when I say this, the average age of the three judges is 80. All right? You're not just talking establishment here. They have to, they're now going to the last of the Zionists who will cover this incident up out of patriotism. One judge is 90 years old. One is 72. The other one is 81. That's the panel that Israel chose on one of, really, when it comes to diplomatic slaps in the face, Israel hasn't had a worse setback since the Gaza attack of a couple of years ago. And they're dredging up. Let's put it this way. It's going to be a whitewash, all right? It's already a whitewash. And they're not allowing soldiers to testify. I hope that sunk in. I'm going to say it again. They are not allowing soldiers who were on this ship to testify. No soldiers can testify before this commission. Only their officers or generals or something, but no soldiers. It's already a whitewash. I'm going to say it again.
Oh, no, I certainly agree with you. I mean, we see this sort of thing all the time. And just tonight, Barack Obama was saying, oh, we're going to get to the bottom of what happened down there in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm going to appoint a commission. All of these commissions are not to get to the truth. They're to conceal the truth. And this is exactly what the Israeli commission is going to do. It's going to be a whitewash, as you know and I know. And I think anybody who listens to our program understands these things are all subtly contrived to give the people the impression something's happening when nothing is going to be revealed.
When you've got a commission of inquiry, it's a good idea to have a young, fresh mind who can ask scathing questions and use his logic to put the connect the dots. And you've got a guy who's 90 years old. And now, no offense about age, but what the heck? Just put one guy in his 40s on the commission. No. The youngest guy is 72. This is a straightforward, outright whitewash before it begins. You know, I'm going to tell you a very strange thing that happened in Israel this week. And I've received phone calls and emails about this. And it's a two-parter. One day I got fooled by a hoax. And I'm getting really sick of internet hoaxes. But this one, I went to Google and I looked it up. In short, it was reprinted all over the world that Netanyahu's psychiatrist committed suicide. Now, I read this thing and it was ridiculous that this psychiatrist named Moshe Yatom supposedly was at work on a book about Netanyahu called paranoid on steroids. While he's alive, he's going to betray a patient by writing a book like that. And in his note, he said, "I can't take it anymore. Netanyahu has driven me crazy." I knew it was a setup, but I thought it was a typical Secret Service setup. They killed a psychiatrist. Well, it turns out there was no psychiatrist. They mostly at home, and the whole thing was a hoax. But I still strongly suspect the Israeli Secret Service of being behind it, because the next day somebody really did not commit suicide. Somebody died. He was pushed off a 17-story building in Tel Aviv. His name was Rami Barak. He died a day and a half ago. Rami Barak was head of Israel's biggest financial corporation. He was a major, major figure in Israel, but more behind the scenes. He raised money. There was no note, and the family didn't suspect a thing, and the usual stuff. Now, obviously, this was, someone pushed him. I mean, obviously. Now, people asked me, was he related to Ehud Barak? Now, I'm still looking it up. There's an age difference. They weren't brothers. And I'm not sure if Ehud Barak had a son named Rami. But Rami Barak, well, it's just called a mystery. His so-called suicide is a mystery to everyone. A day and a half ago, maybe the most successful financier in the country, certainly of his generation, jumped off a 17-story building in Tel Aviv, and nobody knows why. And I keep trying to tell people that the peacemakers are the mafia of Israel. That this labor Zionism, the labor party, if you can reveal too much, the mafia, the labor party mafia, will kill you. And over, I'm saying, for all their sanctimonious talk about a peace process, these people are the Israeli Cosa Nostra. And Rami Barak was killed, and we don't know why. But I do know it was no suicide. I don't know why. I'm not even going to speculate. But that's what happened the day after the phony report about Netanyahu's psychiatrist went on the internet. A phony suicide took place in Tel Aviv, and I'm going to be really, really, I'm going to stick my neck out and say I strongly suspect that these two items were connected.
All right, fine. Well, why do you think they're connected?
One dulls the other. You send out a crafted hoax that Netanyahu's psychiatrist commits suicide. The world prints it up, and nobody prints up the suicide of Rami Barak, and no one much pays attention to it. It's a very obvious technique, and I've seen it over and over again in the Rabin assassination.
All right. In other words, you feel that the part of this is simply a distraction. So something that's really important. Here is one of the most important men in all of Israel, and his estranged death is just largely ignored. Huh?
It's just an old-fashioned trick. It's again, you blind people. You control the news. You get people talking about a suicide of Netanyahu's psychiatrist one day. And then they don't believe you that Rami Barak was pushed off a building the next. All this basic psychiatry and psychology, that's all part of how it's done.
Well, they're masters of deceit. They're masters of propaganda. They're masters at manipulating the minds of the people of Israel and the people of the United States and most countries throughout the world where they have a controlled media.
Again, we've got ourselves one major topic that I covered again, and that's the flotilla. that is turning into an avalanche from a snowball. It's not going away. And if there was an honest commission of inquiry, Ehud Barak would be found guilty, not of negligence, of deliberately planning a fiasco.
But you know there's not going to be an honest evaluation of this. The evaluation is going to be simply another cover-up. So the Israeli people and the people of the world will never know what's really going on behind the scenes. Wouldn't you agree?
A few of us do.
I know a few of us. But, you know, when we're talking about the great masses, what we need to be able to do is get the people to understand how they're being manipulated, how the reality is being manipulated, how the very thoughts are being manipulated. We'll be back.
No changing them. They stay the way they are no matter what.
Hold that. We'll be right back. Well, Barry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program tonight.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up by starting the way.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Cause of what's happened or why they have not acted responsibly to shut off the night. Sure, they could have very easily have gotten this under control, and we have this from people that Joel Skousen has talked to who are involved with deep water drilling of oil wells. So they knew what to do. They refused to do it. And, of course, this is going to be a great catastrophe. And now, of course, the United States is demanding that BP pay for all of the expenses, even though, according to the law passed by the Democratic administration a decade ago, Why, according to the law, why, of course, the British Petroleum is only responsible for $75 million. So we're going to pass a new law, make it retroactive, and we're going to say, well, it doesn't matter what the law was. Now, of course, we're going to hold British Petroleum responsible for a crime and for expenses, which, of course, were not in force when, of course, British Petroleum, for whatever reason, did what they did. Under any circumstances, this is going to create tremendous ill feeling, but it's also a dangerous precedent. Because when you begin, of course, passing retroactive laws for mismanagement of an oil well, what about retroactive laws for something that somebody may have said in the past that was perfectly legal when they said it, but now they've changed the laws? Or really, of course, once we do away with the concept of rule by law and we have rule by men, that no man's life or property are safe. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there you agree with our supposition that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on the political battlefield, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen to our talks. They're on DVD on the financial tsunami, on the financial Armageddon, on planned population reduction, and none dare call it genocide. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't seen Constance Cumby's wonderful DVD on the emergence, the story of the coming appearance of the Antichrist, you need to get it. If you haven't heard Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs on the final countdown, there are 10 of them, and you can get them part one or part two, but they're excellent, showing how the prophecies are being fulfilled today. And ladies and gentlemen, we are truly living in prophetic times. Pastor Billy's also got an excellent 4-DVD set on RFID identification, and the time is coming when you'll neither be able to buy nor sell, unless you wear the mark of the beast and be known by the number of his name. And at no time in the last 2,000 years has it been possible to have a situation where everybody in the entire world will be numbered. They have this in China today. They're introducing this in India for their 1 billion people there. And they all are going to have ID cards and numbered. And there's going to be dossiers on every citizen in the entire world as we move towards the New World Order and the New World Religion. Because really, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against God. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on, taking God in prayer and the Ten Commandments and discipline and morality out of our schools. Should we be surprised that we have growing crime when we've taken discipline out of our schools and discipline out of our homes and God out of the reality of the American people and specifically our children when it can be indoctrinated in Darwinism? But don't you dare mention God in schools. And then we wonder why we're moving towards a period of chaos and crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people out there who've been programmed for this time. It's called the Dark Awakening. We have a 4-tape set by that title, The Dark Awakening. We have Muslim training camps all over America. You need to see the DVD, Jihad in America. It was released in 1994, but it's just as true today, the Muslim terror training camps are all across America. Well, please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 15 June 2010. Thank you for joining us today. It is Tuesday. You are in the right place at the right time. I'm so glad to have you here and so glad that you are interested in what is going on in this crazy, unbelievable world. It is beyond belief. There is no question, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely no question that this is all by design. You watch what is happening, you see what is being said, and then it happens. The statement made by the president. This is just like 9/11. I want to talk about that because families are reacting to that furiously. They do not like the idea of comparing it to 9/11. I don't think they understand why he is comparing it to 9/11. What are the foreign newspapers saying about all of this? I think we ought to look at that. They tend to be more on top of the news than our people are. BP buys some of the word searches in Google and Yahoo. Could it be to keep the disaster from being known as it really is? I think so. In other news, and we do need to remember, there are other people in other parts of this country with other needs. The state's raw milk ban is at stake right now in Madison, Wisconsin. That's sort of been the home of raw milk. And in a stunning California case, a judge nixes a foreclosure. More of these foreclosure stories seem to be happening and could not be happier about that. And in stupid news, you know, you wonder how. Remember in the airlines had a ticket? They were doing a promo on being able to use your BlackBerry to get your boarding pass. And they had the picture of Osama bin Laden appear with his ticket number, flight number, gate number, mileage number, all that kind of stuff. Well, now, how did this happen? House for sale. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest. Know what that is? We'll talk about that. Another serious story. Russian and Japanese warships due in San Francisco next week. What's going on? Or why are we inviting all these warships to our country? Did you hear about the North Carolina congressman who jerked a young student, appears to be a young student, says, who are you? Who are you? It is so repulsive. I cannot believe this man is not in custody today. Yes, a North Carolina congressman. What is that mystery surrounding the moon rocks? Can you believe how many of them are missing? And that executive order, the National Prevention, Health Promotion, and Public Health Executive Order. Now what do they want to control? Be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Thank you for joining us this 15th day of June 2010. Wherever you are, remember, we've got to keep our wits about us. We didn't do it. We didn't create the mess in the Gulf. You know, I keep saying over and over again the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The things I cannot change. It's happened. I cannot change the fact that it's happened, but I can do the next right thing to hopefully stop it. The courage to have to, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Sometimes there's very little serenity around, and we have to realize that our world we can control. We must stay in our world, deal with that, and make it the absolute best that we can. You know, this weekend I took the animals for a walk and just went down and was messing around out in the garden and all, and noticed that some of the blackberries were out. And was so excited to be able to just pick off blackberries and eat them. You know, it's just an incredible feeling just to pick blackberries and understand that that was meant for us. You know, I was thinking about how we have blackberries along the fence lines. That's where ours grow. I thought, now why are they along the fence lines? Well, probably the birds sit there, and that's how they get the seeds get planted. But then also, maybe Yahweh God felt that we would be closer to going along the fence lines, and maybe that's where we would find the blackberries. I don't know. Not all of them are in yet. I hope if you, in your area, if you have some blackberries out, you're enjoying them. They are so good. They are absolutely so good. And cherries are over now, but boy, oh man, what a beautiful cherry tree we had this year. So I hope you find some enjoyment in the common things, because they're meant for us to enjoy. The world goes on, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what is happening in a treacherous area on the southern coast of this country and how sad it is. Let me bring you up to speed with what we know, and I think now that this statement has been made, we can pretty well rest assured where this has come from. Obama makes the statement on Drudge Report, this is just like 9/11. Now let's look at the ways that it could be like 9/11. Well, first of all, the families are saying, we don't like the comparison at all. How dare you even do that? But I think there's more of a I think there's more of a similarity than people realize. How was 9/11 created? Well, you know, there's two theories, let it happen or make it happen. The lie hop or my hop, let it happen or make it happen. Do you realize that both of those scenarios could work in this situation? They could have just let it happen or they could have made it happen. In either case, they are continuing to let it happen. So many foreign ships, foreign companies have said, let us help you, we can clean this up. And what has BP said? No, thank you. The U.S. government saying, no, thank you. There's all these booms that are available, and they're saying, no, thank you. It is as if they're trying to make it as bad as it possibly can be. And it's bad. It is going to be the worst thing, probably, we'll see in our lifetimes. And I am so sad. And I go to bed just like you, thinking about it, thinking about the people down there, worrying about our friends down there, concerned about the safety of all the animals, of all the people, of all the environmental concerns that may never be the same again, or the environmental areas that will never be the same again. And it breaks my heart. We have to go on. And you know, when we think about this, and we think about all of the celebrity murders that are put on television, the celebrity events, and it tears us apart, those of us that have a soul, those of us who care. We just can't tolerate seeing this. But you know what? We've got to keep going on, and we've got to keep making our world every single day. If we're not making our world, we're letting our world be deteriorated by them, and I refuse to do that. British families of 9/11 victims describe Barack Obama as really cruel for comparing the terrorist outrage to the BP oil spill. The U.S. president said there were echoes between the Gulf of Mexico disaster and the Al-Qaeda suicide attacks, which killed, of course, about 67 Britons and about 3,000 people here in the U.S. He said that just as the events of September 11th had profoundly shaped our view of their vulnerabilities and our foreign policy, so the oil disaster would shape thinking on the environment and energy for years to come. Read that, Patriot Act on steroids. Use of the Patriot Act, but now cap and trade. And now all the environmental regulations they want to throw in there, they can do it. Whether you're pro or against that, if this is going to be the trash can for everything they want to create. I think there are so many scenarios that we could paint if we wanted to about 9/11. I mean, we could go on for days just saying the comparisons of how this is to 9/11. But the very fact that he made that statement, I mean, no one in their right mind should make that kind of a statement. No one in their right mind should compare this to 9/11. I am just sickened every time this man opens his mouth. And I know you must be also. In other news around BP, now they're saying that they want BP to set up escrow accounts. There's going to be an Oval, a conference, news conference in the Oval Office tonight. Now think about that comparison. Reagan did it after the Challenger. Bush did it after 9/11. Obama will do it after the oil hellhole incident. Stock dividends are expected to be paid out from anywhere from $12 to $20 billion, which, you know, I understand why the dividends need to be paid out. There are a lot of people in the UK that survive on those dividends. I mean, that's their livelihood also. It's the livelihood of the fishermen also. I mean, it's a really catch 22 situation as to what you're going to do. Who are you going to pay off? The question I have is, I want to know, and I'm just, this is a rhetorical question, but I'm just wondering, has BP already declared bankruptcy, or are they in the process of declaring bankruptcy? It would make more sense if they had. So think about that when you wonder, what are they going to be doing? Are they right now behind the scenes declaring bankruptcy? The bizarre weather that's going on, the 3 feet of water that went to 20 feet in Arkansas overnight, and those people were all killed, just, it washed cabins off their foundation. Oklahoma City came up all of a sudden, floods that have, places that have never had floods like this before. Now California, I just got information from Marie, they're having earthquakes all over out there. She said she's never, in 25 years of living there, has seen so many earthquakes. Little rumbles constantly, constantly, constantly. I want to go to a clip, an audio here. This is from a television station and a scientist saying, get out of the area. The oil spill air quality is so bad. They call it oil spill. We know it's not an oil spill. It's a volcano, undersea volcano of oil is basically what it is. I don't want to scare you, but I'm going to tell you what's being said. Now, this was aired on Channel 4 WWL.
Limited to the waterways and marshes, there are also worries how the oil may be affecting air quality along coastal Louisiana. Maya Rodriguez has that part of the story.
There are the oil effects you can see and the ones you can't, like when oil compounds break down and go airborne.
We don't want to be alarmist, but we want to be realistic.
For several weeks now, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has been tracking what's in the air by using a mobile truck and 7 monitoring stations, located mainly in St. Bernard and Plaquemines parishes. They are looking for evidence of several compounds, including hydrogen sulfide and volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, like benzene, which is commonly known as swamp gas. A normal level ranges from 5 to 10 parts per billion. At the Venice station on May 2nd, the levels recorded were 30 parts per billion. The next day, the reading was nearly 40 times that, at nearly 1,200 parts per billion. And the day after that, it dropped down to 46, before rising the next day to more than 1,000.
It varies depending on the wind direction, depending on whether or not they're burning the slick. I think what they're saying is that it's an okay exposure for a short amount of time, and we have a concern about that sort of exposure for any amount of time.
But one chemist who heads up a lab and environmental consulting firm in New Iberia says the numbers she's been analyzing give her pause.
They're there at a little over the levels that you would expect to start getting those health impacts. And so that is of concern, that the people understand what is there and understand that if they start getting the health impacts, they should take precautions to move out of the area.
I guess you heard that.
Oil concerns.
Take
aren't
precautions to move out of the area. That was WWL in Louisiana, Channel 4, in which they're saying now that BP death clouds already are on shore. Now, there's several people quoting that. I can only say that there is a chemist from Louisiana. She is making that statement that it is already on shore. Now, think about this. They're saying that benzene is at 3,400 parts per billion now. Hydrogen sulfide is 1,200 parts per billion. Now, the acceptable is 5 to 10 parts per billion of hydrogen sulfide. It is ranged from 30 to 1,200. Now, the startling part of this is they were quoting May 2, 3, 4, and 5. What do you think it is now? And saying, get out of there if it happens to you. If you're getting the health effects, time to leave. Where are these people going to go? You don't take a whole coast and move them. We'll be back. 4-minute break. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. This is Joyce Riley. We're trying to look at the news and figure out what is going on, mainly because it's really hard. Yes, the president was down at the coast yesterday, is going to be making his big-time Oval Office spin on the issue tonight. And I don't think it's going to deal with the oil spill or the people or making the people whole, or the ocean whole, or the fish whole, or anything else. I think it's all going to be about cap and trade. More laws, more regulations, and more taxes. I think that's what you're going to hear tonight. We'll see, because I don't know, but we will see tonight. More laws, regulation, and taxes. That is my prediction. The foreign newspapers are saying that toxic oil spill rains have been warned that they could destroy North America. A dire report prepared for President Medvedev by Russia's Ministry of Natural Resources is warning today that the BP oil and gas leak, which is not a gas leak, we know that, it's not an oil leak, is going to be the worst environmental catastrophe in all of human history. We are sitting on top of it. We are living in the worst of the days, I do believe. And many of the foreign newspapers are saying it's just so bad, and the U.S. has no idea. Yes, they do know. The people don't know, but the elite know. There's now evidence that There was proof that Corexit was dangerous in 1979. Going way back to 1979. You know, it's you can't use it in other countries. But, of course, the U.S. can use it in our ocean because we choose to, because why? A total of 493 aerial missions were flown. Dispersants were not used in the U.S. area of the spill because of dispersants' inability to treat weathered oil. It seems that we've got this being sprayed on shore. That's the concern, because so many people are so scared of this stuff, and we're getting all kinds of reports of problems in the area. We don't know if it's from the benzene, the hydrogen sulfide, or the Corexit, but it appears they are now spraying this on shore. BP has purchased Google and Yahoo search words in order to keep people from the real news of the disaster. They're purchasing search engine words to redirect people away from the real news on the Deepwater Horizon catastrophe. And I think that is the latest in their defensive posture moves in their most tenacious effort to control the spin on the worst oil disaster in history. BP has purchased sponsored links at the top of Internet search engines Google and Yahoo. The top listed links direct people to BP's official website so that you will not get information from others. You will get it from BP. I really think that we are being given probably the biggest snow job that has ever been seen, other than perhaps 9/11. And now that the president has connected this to 9/11 for us, he did it himself. I mean, that was the stupidest move he could have ever made. But you know what? It isn't stupid. It's by design. It is because they want us to hear that. Governor Huckabee, who did the program Saturday and Sunday night with 20,000, said that there have been 20,000 answers to the Gulf and the problems that have been created there. But our government doesn't want them. They presented some absolute unbelievable answers to this. They showed one man with some kind of white powder that he took all the oil and he turned it into crystal clear water. And Huckabee drank it on television. No, says the government. But you know what? These people won't call it like it is. And even Huckabee himself, former Governor Huckabee, says, now we're not laying blame anywhere. No, we should be laying blame. But all these people that are wanting to get their patents or their items approved, they're not going to talk negatively against the federal government or BP right now because they want to get their contracts in there. And then you've got the president who spouts off in the middle of this mess. There's going to be criminal charges. We're doing a criminal investigation against BP, another class act stupid thing. I mean, in a real world, if you are handling this in a normal way, you wouldn't go in and say that. Because, number one, you can't address a criminal investigation in a situation. That's just, you just don't do that. You don't say, hey, we're having a criminal investigation. You guys better go tear up all that stuff now. You better go cover your tracks quick because we are coming. Get the shredders working. No, of course you wouldn't do that. And now, at the same time, we have this discovery in Afghanistan of gold, of lithium, of oil, of all kinds of things. All kinds of things in Afghanistan. And they made this big announcement yesterday like this aha experience of, you won't believe what we found. Oh, why do you think we're there? Why do you think we went there in the first place? Duh. We'll be back 29 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned, 3 minute break.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us today at the Power Hour. I want to thank all of those who have sent in quilt squares. Oh, I'm so excited. It is wonderful to see the participation of the Power Hour audience, and I hope that all of you will do the very same thing. We're looking for a 12-inch square, probably 12.5-inch finished, but a 12-inch square that will go into our quilt. We're going to make a quilt, and we're going to let it be raffled off for the homeless veterans. We're not going to benefit from it. That's not the Power Hour doing it. It's just simply to give the money away. So if you would like to participate in this, then send us a quilt square, red, white, and blue. Now, the interesting thing is, it's strange. We are getting just as many light blue and red quilt squares as we are navy blue. You know why? Navy blue is disappearing. Why? It's called orange and blue international colors. So, strangely enough, we're getting a bunch of light blue squares. But, you know, I understand why that's happening. I want to thank those people. I want to thank Carol for sending in two quilt squares. We got one from Dorothy in Indiana. It is absolutely beautiful. All of them are gorgeous. These women are serious quilters. I'm scared to do mine now. I don't know that I want to do the Joy Schlafly quilt square. Maybe I just won't tell them which one it is. And thank you, Judy in Texas. No, beautiful, awesome work that our listeners are doing. So thank you so very much. And if you know someone who quilts, ask them to do a quilt square for you if you don't quilt. Or learn, even better, learn how to quilt. And send it into the Power Hour, P.O. Box 85, Versailles, Missouri, 65084. All we ask is it be red, white, and blue. And preferably navy blue, but that's okay. We're going to figure a way to work in the light blue. But whatever, there is an embargo on orange. No orange. There will be no orange in this quilt. So light blue we can deal with, orange we can't. Remember, we've got the new Children's Chewable Vitamin at the Power Hour, $17.95, and the new Ormus Greens. Now, we haven't talked much about Ormus Greens. They are unbelievably powerful. It's about the highest form of concentration of greens that you can get in raw greens. They are raw greens, and they have a little tiny bit of a mint taste to them, so it takes away from the green taste, which is really, I love the way they have done this. It has a little tiny bit of mint stevia in it, and you don't taste the stevia, you taste a little bit of the mint. They are excellent. They're a little bit more expensive, but I think if you only use a teaspoonful of them, it's going to last you a long, long time. Sherry Rogers Coconut Special and Book Special at the Power Hour. And remember, this is the last week that we are going to do the super special on the purifier and the heater. $200 off. That's huge. We're not going to do that again. And when the price goes up, then that's going to be a super savings for you. So remember, the purifier is now $449. The purifier, air purifier, better air purifier, the one that took the skunk smell out of my utility room, I mean, I could not live without this. It is $449. Now, I keep one of these purifiers just in the area where my animals come, because they come in wet, they come in skunky, they come in whatever through the cat door. So I have just one purifier in that area, and it really does eliminate the pet odors. Then the heater is on special for $449. The air purifier, $449. The heater, $499. Now, that puts it down in the level of the one that everybody wanted to buy because it was so cheap, you know, the one from, you know, inland China. Well, this one is not. This is made in America, made in Arkansas, and it is the best you will ever see. So call us at the Power Hour, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to Steve Silverman. He's been a guest on the program twice on the subject of 10 rules for dealing with police and the Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters. They are excellent. I think every child should be forced to watch this. Well, if I weren't the libertarian that I am, I would say yes, but they need to see this. Your children need to see this. You need to see this. Don't incriminate yourself. Don't let your children incriminate you or themselves. This is excellent. There are only $15 available at the Power Hour. And Steve Silverman will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about the right to remain silent, the latest Supreme Court ruling on the right to remain silent. And we're also going to talk a little bit about border checkpoints, TSA airport officials, and all kinds of things that affect us in our everyday lives now, which we never thought would happen. In the third hour, we're going to talk to a recommended guest from a listener, Bill Henderson. He's written a book called Cancer Free. He says there's only three things that cause cancer. We're going to find out. His wife died of cancer. He decided he was going to find out what cancer was and how to stop it. So in the third hour, you want to tune in for Bill Henderson and what causes cancer and how to stop it. Let me just briefly go back to the issue of the oil disaster and say that I think that this president is criminally negligent at this point. I personally do. If I were able to say that, I'm not an attorney, but I think, from the looks of things, there's criminal negligence now. The failure to act, the failure to respond, I think is plenty evident at this point, both from him and from BP. I believe they're working in tandem. I don't believe that it was ever a situation of, wow, I haven't even talked to him yet because I just know what he's going to tell me. I don't think that was right at all. I think that is all a smokescreen. And I think that the very fact that he went to a play on Friday night, he went to see Thurgood on Friday night, play about Thurgood Marshall. Sunday he was playing golf. All he wants is more laws and more tax out of this. This is like enjoying the crisis, ladies and gentlemen. He does not seem to see the urgency, and that's by design. Remember his statement, I need to know who's A to kick. That is the stupidest thing, second to, well, on the government, you know, stupidity index, it's very similar to, well, this is like 9/11. I need to know who's backside to kick. All they want is increased tax on the oil industry, cap and trade. They want to quadruple the gas tax at the pumps. And now, just as I said, they were going to start talking about Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Even alphabet letters go then. Odd alphabet letters go on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Told you about it, and I believe it's going to happen. Oh, and the other stupid thing that he said. There ought to be criminal charges. We're going to investigate this. Oh, they don't even know what they're... They don't... Yeah, no. I'd like to say they don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, which makes the criminal intent even greater. Then we have yesterday some kind of white powder mailed to federal buildings in the Northwest. And also there was an event at MacDill Air Force Base. Now, I knew there was something up when Larry King is on. And I don't know, they're interviewing the girl that sailed around the world, her family or something, I can't remember. And all of a sudden, breaking news that two men have been detained at MacDill Air Force Base. Let's switch to MacDill Air Force Base. Whenever they do that, and they switch down in the middle of a primetime program, know that that's by design, and know that they want you to see that. Be very wary of when the federal government does a news conference. That is my first cue right there, that red flags, red flags, red flags. Because whenever there is something big on their plate that has to do with terrorism that makes them look good and the terrorists look bad, or more terrorists, or even better, domestic terrorists, then you're going to see a news conference. I don't care if it's the middle of the night, they'll have a news conference. Like they were all just hanging around the water cooler waiting for something to happen. Well, this white powder was mailed to federal buildings in the Northwest. And that's always your clue that, you know, Northwest, some kind of, I won't even tell you. You decide for yourself. At least seven buildings received the letters with the white powder. Three in Washington State, four in Idaho. One in Bellevue, Washington, at the IRS. U.S. Attorney's Office in Boise, Idaho was cleared also. And now they're trying to find out what happened at these federal buildings. All I can say is we probably got a handle on this one. It looks pretty obvious. It's by design, ladies and gentlemen. We got to have more terrorists to have more control. If we don't have terrorists, we don't have control. There's nothing to control there. And we've got to keep the terrorists coming from inside this country because people are tired of hearing about Afghanistan. And why are we in Afghanistan? Now, wait a second. Remember that story about something happened in 9/11 and that's why we're attacking Afghanistan? And why are we still there? Are the bad guys still there that did 9/11? Are we trying to find them? No. Is Osama bin Laden? Are we trying to find him? Not really. It's all about the resources in Afghanistan. We've said that since day one when they got ready to go to Afghanistan in 2003. There's all kinds of resources in that country, and the U.S. wants them. Why do we have 10, 15, 20, 30 big, huge military bases in countries we're not going to stay in? We went there to fight a war. We didn't go there to occupy, or did we? Of course we went there to occupy. Let me change the subject now and move on to the state's raw milk ban. Is it in Madison, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin dairy farmers who believe they found a way to legally sell raw milk in the state are going to make their case in court yesterday. The operators of Grassway Organic Farm in Calumet County allege in a case before Dane County Judge that the state has no right to stop them from selling milk to customers who have become part owners of the farm. The case is not a direct challenge to Wisconsin's ban on raw milk sales, but if Kay and Wayne Craig prevail, it would open up a loophole large enough to drive a herd of dairy cows through. Our entire system of licensing would be in jeopardy. You see who's saying that? The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. They're saying, oh no, if we allow this to happen, we're in trouble because we can't control the people anymore. I love this. I mean, this is an admission by Cheryl Daniels. Our entire system of licensing would be in jeopardy. Cheryl Daniels is the Food Safety Division Attorney with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The Craig's lawsuit is one of two in the court system related to the state law banning all but incidental sales of raw milk. Another one involving Walworth County farm Nourished by Nature was transferred on Thursday to Dane County and may ultimately be combined with the Craig lawsuit. The Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, which we've had on the program before, which is based in Virginia and advocates for raw milk sales nationally, is defending the farmers in both cases. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. There's still tremendous political pressure to not allow raw milk sales. Wisconsin's dairy industry joined forces with the Wisconsin Medical Society and other farm and health groups to oppose a bill in the legislature to legalize on-farm raw milk sales. So what did they do? The farmers said, okay, well, we'll just sort of like sell off parts of our farm, and these are all owners of the farm, and they can have their own milk. Oh, no. They don't want that to happen because then there's no control. Governor Jim Doyle vetoed the bill, citing the concerns of opponents about the danger of consuming unpasteurized milk and what harm an outbreak could cause the state's $26 billion dairy industry. Do we know of any outbreak of any problem with raw milk in a private farm? Nope, not to our knowledge. In a stunning ruling, here we go into foreclosure issues again. A California Superior Court has today entered a restraining order canceling and enjoining a trustee's sale of the borrower's property one day before the scheduled sale, with the order compelling defendants, U.S. Bank National Association, as trustee for the holders of Bear Stearns, and to provide the borrower all documents pertaining to foreclosure proceedings, trustee sales, assignments with respect to plaintiff's residence or mortgage, including a copy of the pooling and surfacing agreement pertaining to plaintiff's mortgage, and any and all documents pertaining to any credit enhancements and or credit default swaps that cover plaintiff's mortgage pool. This is the first such ruling that they are aware of that orders at the TRO stage, the temporary restraining order stage, full production of foreclosure authority and securitization documents from those who instituted the foreclosure. In other words, guys, show your evidence. If you're going to foreclose on them and you say you own the property, prove it. The ruling is in line with prior foreclosure dismissal orders discussed many places on the internet, as you can see, and we've talked about them here on the Power Hour also. But the significance of this ruling, especially for foreclosure cases in California, cannot be underestimated or overstated, especially that foreclosing parties are regularly reluctant to provide the borrower's discovery during normal discovery in litigation. That is awesome information. Thank you, Billy Joe Malden, for that. In stupid news, did you know that the White House is for sale? The latest properties to hit the market last weekend was a rather famous address that is apparently now for sale, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, a.k.a. the White House. They had this executive lodging listed for $10 million. The 55,000 square foot property where the King of the United States lives has a price per square foot of $182 per square foot. Obviously, well, it's an error, right? It looks like Redfin software. Now, Redfin is the people that listed the house. Pulled an example listing from the website owners.com by mistake. That example was the White House. They just picked one house for an example. Let's show you how our software works. And we'll pick the White House. And it looked like it was for sale. Aside from the price per square foot calculation, the thing that we like best about this, listeners, and I think this is so cool, is that it was an FSBO. For sale by owner. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty scary. It's pretty creepy. Who knows what Obama could be doing? Maybe he is selling the White House out from underneath us. Who knows? 55,000 square feet, 27 fireplaces. That's because we have a king. We have the elite who established themselves at the expense of the little people. When are people going to get it? Who pays for his clothes? Who pays for his food? Who pays for his wine? Who pays for his, I don't know, maybe women? Or men, whatever the case may be. Who pays for all this stuff? Obviously, the little people. Break the backs of the little people. Russian and Japanese warships are due in San Francisco next week. Four foreign warships are expected to sail into San Francisco Bay on the same day later this month. And for what purpose, may we ask? Why are they having a warship conference? Like a warship reunion? Why do you think they're coming into San Francisco? I mean, is it a friendly reason, or, hey, are we being invaded? And they're telling us about it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 startup package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for joining us on the Power Hour today. It is 54 minutes after the hour. If you have any Power Hour chatter, then give us a call right now. I'm talking about if you know about anything happening on the coast that is of everyone's concern, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you are down there, if you're smelling oil in your area, I mean, if you're smelling whatever it is, Corexit, oil, chemtrails, I don't care what it is, that it's really bad, and if there are precautions being taken, give us a call, 800-259-9231. I also want to thank Catherine for all the work she's been doing on the email blast. Oh my goodness, what an awesome job she is doing. We had to go, well, it's a long story, but for some reason, the email blasts were not getting through. Can't imagine why. But anyway, she has been working and working and working on this, and now people are so good and so kind to be getting their email blasts now and responding. I know Joanne Amorelli. I just want to say thank you, Joanne. You were so nice. You know, these people who are so frustrated because they can't get their their email blast. They write a news, they write a email and say, oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be able to get it now. Thank you for all the work you're doing. Well, my goodness, you know, I would have been so frustrated in not being able to get the email blast. But these people are so nice. And she says, I don't like to take up your time, but after a month's absence from the Power Hour email blast, it suddenly reappeared today. Thank you so much. Catherine is absolutely amazing. And so is everyone at TPH. Oh, thank you so very much. Love you all. Joanne. I mean, these people are so kind when they're getting their email blast back. And we are sorry. We are sorry that it's taken so long. We don't know what has happened. But anyway, everybody's getting it now. And that's, there's a reason why people want this. It is awesome. Wait till you see the information on it. So if you haven't signed up for it, it is just simply all about news and information. You get the news stories, many of which we don't cover on the website. We can't. There's just no way that Wanda can continue to do the amazing job that she's been doing. So we're going to put a lot of the stuff in the email blast. Also, check out the garden pictures from the Power Hour, thanks to Ron Kleinfelter and to Philip and Denny here at the Power Hour. Amazing job. Look at our garden. Look at the day that we planted the garden or started the garden with Ron Kleinfelter's support in that, because we were doing it all sort of, well, let me say, when I did it, it didn't work out very well. It didn't look very good. But boy, has he done a good job. We've got pictures of the greenhouse. That's not a fancy greenhouse, but then who needs a fancy greenhouse? It has a picture of the greenhouse and has pictures of the garden, and you can see today's garden. Go to the powerhour.com news section, and Wanda's put the pictures up there, or go to the email blast, and you can see that. All right, let me talk about the North Carolina congressman who's apologizing for his behavior on video. And you know what? I want to know why he's not in jail right now. I want to know why this North Carolina congressman's holding a news conference and saying, oh, I am so sorry, I had a rough day. A Democratic congressman apologized Monday after the video posted online showed him swatting at a video camera and demanding the two men that were taping him identify themselves. I deeply and profoundly regret my reaction, and I apologize to all involved. No matter how intrusive and partisan our politics can become, this does not justify a poor response. Why isn't he in handcuffs? Etheridge, who is a congressman from North Carolina since 1997, swatted these guys, grabbed a hold of the kid's arm, wouldn't let him go, and he says, I'm a student, I'm a student. And he said, where? He said, identify yourself. He said, I'm a congressman, identify yourself. I don't even want to play the video for you. It is so disgusting, a U.S. congressperson. He says, identify yourself, identify yourself. The kid didn't do it. And you know what? Kudos, kid. You don't have to identify yourself. Just because he's a congressperson or a person, he doesn't have to make you identify yourself. Anyway, he just went berserk. This man needs some help. This man needs some anger management, ladies and gentlemen. 58 minutes after the hour, we're going to be back in 1 minute 10 seconds. Let's take some chatter, if there is any. If there is none, so be it. We'll let sleeping dogs lie. Back in 1 minute 10 seconds. This is Joyce Ryan. Thank you for joining us today. We are glad to have each and every one of you. And I want to thank John DiNardo for the email he just sent saying, Joyce, don't you remember, Joyce, don't you remember that interview you had with the charcoal guy about 3 or 4 years ago? You're better than I am, John. You always are. I mean, I'm serious. He cited the case of 5 workers at an oil refinery who had been exposed to benzene. The man who had the worst exposure was the only one who took the charcoal. That man lived, and the other 4 died. I clearly remember the story. Joyce, you must regularly advocate the use of charcoal to expel benzene and even Corexit from the bodies of victims along the Gulf Coast states. Whoa, John DiNardo, I'm going to send you a big can of charcoal for that one. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that so much. If we don't have your address, we'll get it from you via email. I'm going to send you a big can of charcoal. Man, this man deserves it. I don't remember the interview from 4 years ago about using charcoal to get benzene out of your body. And you know what? Charcoal doesn't even have a taste to it. Sometimes I'll get up and feeling kind of queasy in the middle of the night, take a glass of it, go back to bed. I don't even think about it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have charcoal right now, I think we all ought to be taking it every day. I really do. Because you know what? There is a huge problem with stuff in the air. Believe it or not, it's called chemtrails. So if you don't have charcoal, get it from the Power Hour. We have the best activated charcoal anywhere. I kid you not. Please purchase it by calling 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and get your charcoal. Let's go to Mickey in Ohio. Mickey, you're on the air. Do you have some chatter for us today, Mickey?
Yeah, thanks for your good work. Listen, Bob Chapman was talking to Dr. Stan, and Bob Chapman, I don't have a computer, but Bob Chapman says on his website you can find a movie taken by some fishermen at the floating oil rig,
mm-hmm.
and they have in their movie lights coming from the sky hitting the oil rig, and then just before it blew, and then in the area they found a pieces of drone.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right on. Now, I've heard about the lights. In fact, we included that in the email blast. There is a video, and maybe Catherine would be so kind to put that back in the email blast today. Thanks to you, Mickey, because it does show those 2 lights coming down from the sky onto the rig. Now, I'm not a forensic expert, so I can't tell you if that's some kind of reflection of something or whether that's really a laser. But there are a lot of people speculating that it is a laser. Now, the drone parts, I was not aware of that, so I will look into that and see if we can find any information on the drone parts. Thank you for reminding me of that, Mickey. I appreciate that. Drones in the area. There's been a lot of speculation about that also. Ralph in Michigan. Let's go to Ralph in Michigan. What you got for us, Ralph? Ralph, are you there? Oops. Ralph went bye-bye. Come on back, Ralph. If you're there, please, if you got some chatter for us. Remember, we only want chatter. This is so important that we not frighten people for the sake of frightening them. I don't want to be frightened. I just want to know what's going on. I want to know what's taking place. Now, they're getting alerts again that Corexit is being sprayed at night over Alabama and parts of Florida. They're saying that it's going on just about everywhere, but they're doing it at nighttime so people don't know about it. Let's go to Ralph in Michigan again. Ralph, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, hey, listen, it's nothing about the oil spill down there, but I called yesterday on getting some quotes for some auto insurance,
uh-huh.
And I know that they always did a credit rating on you to adjust your insurance.
Right.
But now they want your education, too. That has something to do with your insurance.
Oh, interesting.
And they're also going into personal parts of your life, too, that you got to answer or they won't give you a quote. So I'm
whoa.
I'm just because it really offended me when I was calling for a quote. They're the one that sent me the invitation for the quote. And
oh, I would be offended also. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call, Ralph, on that. There's a little insurance chatter there for you. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate, good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for caring about your world. Thank you for sharing with other people. This is a, well, it's a listener-driven program. We want to give you what you want to know. It's not about me. It's not about what I want to know. It's about what you need to know. Now, granted, a lot of the information that we've covered on eating, diet, safety issues, homesteading, all of those kinds of things, we've done because I simply want to know it myself, and I hope that you want to know it also. So we're going to be joined by a guest today who's going to help us also to be able to take care of our legal lives. Joining us today is Steve Silverman, who has done so much. Steven Silverman has done so much in helping us understand how to flex your rights, 10 rules of dealing with the police. And now today we're going to be talking to him about the right to remain silent. There is a new Supreme Court ruling, and we need to know how this is going to affect our lives also. Steven Silverman, thank you for rejoining us on the Power Hour today.
Joyce, it's a pleasure. I love it.
Well, we love having you on here. Not so much, about the subject we're going to have today, but
right.
Now you founded an organization called Flex Your Rights. It's a nonprofit organization that you started in 2002, and your mission is to educate the public about the basic Bill of Rights protections. What was it, again, for those that have never heard you before, that sort of gored your ox, gored your ox and made you want to protect your rights even more?
Right. Well, I mean, really, it was it was an accumulation of just an appreciation that I found that the overwhelming majority of people that I knew, including just very, very smart people who I thought should know their rights, just had very little understanding of what their rights actually are. The overwhelming majority of people just did not know how to talk to the police, and were never really taught this stuff in schools. People were taught about the Fourth Amendment, right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, but when it came to the point of actually dealing with traffic stop, you know, we found that 90%+ of people will willingly consent to a police officer's search request.
90%. 90%.
It's probably closer to, I mean, you know, I talked to criminal defense lawyers and police officers, you know, and some of them tell me it's closer to 98%, but it's really hard to get statistics on this. But almost always over 90% of people will willingly, well, unknowingly rather, consent to searches, thinking that they do not have a right to refuse, when in fact, in the overwhelming majority of situations, you have the right to refuse such search requests.
And which is amazing, because they open themselves up for just more problems then. You know, and we'd like to say, well, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear, but there are reasons, and you show in the videos that you've done, that you can create more problems for yourself, not even realizing it, just by just being a good guy and saying, sure, you can look at my car.
Right, and in fact, you know, most of us are socialized well. Our parents taught us well to tell the truth, to be honest, especially in the face of authority. We're told that if you tell the truth, then the truth will set you free. And police officers are well trained to take advantage of people who are well socialized in this way. But when it comes to encounters with law enforcement, your best option is to assert your rights to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, and to not cooperate with such requests, because when the officer searches you, the officer is not your butler. He's not necessarily going to respect your property as you would. And another consequence is that you never know what may have, for example, been left in your car by a careless friend or family member or previous owner. So there are so many reasons why refusing to let an officer search you is a preferable option.
Well, and they're not your friend either. They're not your friend. They're not set there to be your friend. They are set there to find something or to justify, unfortunately, why they have stopped you. Now, we had yesterday on the program Terry Bressy, who has done checkpointsusa.org, which is I'm sorry?
He's fantastic.
He is awesome. He is unbelievable. I mean, he is sort of like you. Early on, began questioning these things, learning about it, so that he could protect himself. And, of course, he ends up in a situation where he gets arrested, and that whole situation has changed his entire life. And mm-hmm. If you want to re-listen to that program, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to yesterday's program in the second hour and hear about the Inland Checkpoint subject, because he is an amazing person who knows an awful lot about it, but he's probably one in 10,000.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's something that I found is that, you know, most people are, they're intimidated by the police, as, you know, as police are trained very well to do. And so when an officer asks you, oh, you don't mind if I take a look in your car? You don't have any explosives or guns or anything like that that you wouldn't want me to see. You know, most people will go, oh no, officer, of course, go ahead, and they think that is what is required of them. And so when I ask people who tell me about their police encounter, and usually, you know, at some point, if it's an encounter that they did not seek for themselves, for example, they were not calling 911, you know, they did not need a police officer's help to protect them, but it was an unexpected, unwanted encounter, and it almost, you know, it leads to a search request, is frequently something that happens, And I said, well, why did you let them search you? And they go, well, I had to let them search me. And when I tell them, actually, you had every right to refuse that search. That was technically a request to search you, even though it sounded like a command. It was technically a request, and you had every right to refuse that search. And now that you know that, you can do that, and I hope that you'll, you know, spread the word to others that they have every right to refuse police search requests.
And so if people just understand their rights, then they can know what to do. But they to understand that is right. Not something that you can really lecture a person on. You have to see it. And seeing it in the DVDs that you've prepared here makes it incredibly easy. The 10 rules for dealing with police, it's just awesome, just amazing, the work that you've done in letting people watch a scenario. It's so much easier to be able to remember it later on. You know, trying to remember rules, regulations, codes, and laws is not easy. But right. When you've seen it, it's so much easier. And the 10 rules for dealing with police is just that. And I commend you for having done that to educate all the people, because children need to see this, adults need to see this, everyone needs to see this. Now, let's move into the subject, though, of the right to remain silent, because I understand there's been some recent changes in the Supreme Court ruling.
Right. The recent decision, Burgheis versus Tompkins, it ruled that a criminal suspect needs to specifically invoke the right against self-incrimination in order for the constitutional protections to apply. And the case was... the suspect's name was Van Chester Tompkins, and he wasn't the most savory of characters. What happened was he was interrogated by police, and he was virtually silent during the whole of the interrogation, and he just did not reveal a lot of information. He'd say yes, no. But then after, I believe, you know, a few hours of interrogation, he was asked by the officer, who was, I guess, a sort of a throwaway, said, well, do you pray to God to forgive you for shooting that boy down? And Tompkins responded, yes, I do.
Oh, and the question asked him was, do you pray to God?
Right. Do you pray to God to forgive you for shooting that boy down? And Tompkins said, yes, I do. And that was ultimately, it was essentially a confession, you know, after a long interrogation. And then it was used, you know, to convict him. And so, you know, it's, these sorts of cases usually are hard cases in a sense that they're usually not very, you know, savory, characters who are involved. You know, for example, the Ernesto Miranda and the Miranda rules that came about it, you know, provided lots of protections. For the innocent, but you know, it came from a not so savory character, but regardless, the lesson to be learned here is unambiguous. You know, the court ruled, in fact, Tompkins, in order to invoke his right, needed to say, I choose not to answer any more questions until I can speak with my lawyer. And so the dissent, I thought was pretty convincing, you know, where, Justice Sotomayor said, isn't it absurd that in order to invoke your right to remain silent, you actually have to speak and say, I have the right to remain silent? That shouldn't simply being silent in itself be enough to protect you. But, you know, the majority would rule, well, he should have stayed silent. He actually did not remain silent after long last. And so it can go back and forth in this way, but ultimately the clear message that the court put out is asserting your constitutional rights is a do-it-yourself operation, that you cannot rely on the police to tell you that you have a right to remain silent. You have to simply invoke your right to remain silent and then shut up.
Okay.
Question by police.
We'll be back after this 4-minute break, and then we'll take your phone calls a little bit later. 800-259-9231. And the DVD is At the Power Hour. Back and forth.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 15, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.2560. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.5827, $6.2914 for a half ounce, or $3.1457 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5827, $6.2914, or $3.1457.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Four minutes after the hour at the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are talking with Stephen Silverman about flexing your rights. Flexyourrights.org. 10 rules for dealing with police. We have the DVD at the Power Hour. And the reason we carry it is because it is a must to educate yourself and your children, your family, your church, whatever, on how to respond to police. They are not there to be your friend and help you out, necessarily. They are there if they have stopped you to find something. So just be aware of all of your answers. We're talking to Steve Silverman today about the court ruling on the right to remain silent. Now, let me clarify this a little bit. In this particular case, the man Now, did he did not invoke his right to remain silent, is that correct?
Well, he did not specifically say at any point during the interrogation, I would like to see a lawyer. He did not use the magic words, which are in total, I do not want to answer any more questions, and I'd like to see a lawyer. If he had said that, you know, that is the strongest way to invoke your constitutional right to remain silent, and to have a lawyer.
Okay.
Which go together, you know, like chocolate and peanut butter. You know, it's like, I'm not going to say anything else, and I will only, you know, I will only have my lawyer speak on my behalf. And so that should cut off police questioning. But Tompkins, he simply, you know, did not say much. And they carried the interrogation on for hours and hours, which, you know, some would argue is a big part, you know, is a big problem that you have a situation where you would have this indefinite, detention, and essentially police rely on the fact that, you know, a suspect is not aware of his or her rights and can carry this on indefinitely. And it opens up a lot of risk when you have a situation where you have police, intimidating police coming into a room and pounding on the desk and, you know, sweating you out, where you can have a situation that opens up the possibility of false confessions.
Well, it seems to me that in this day and age, when there's been so much on television, I mean, Barney Miller, I mean, look at the old detective movies we had. I mean, it seems like anyone knows those terms. I'm not going to answer any more questions. I would like to either say I would like to invoke my right to remain silent, or I would like an attorney.
Right.
Anyone knows that. But why is it that people will go down that path for hour after hour? Do they really not know that? Have they forgotten it? Do they want to talk? Do they like the opportunity to have all these people listening to them? I mean, I've always wondered about that. Why don't they just do what they've heard on television? Because everybody's heard that.
Right. And it's interesting because television tends to play these things in a way where if you're the suspect who says, I got nothing to say until I speak with my lawyer, that is considered to be an admission of guilt.
Yes, that's a good point.
It's incorrect, and it's created by television or to create a sense of drama where, oh, the police, you know, if someone says that, they say, oh, well, all right, then we'll get you a lawyer if you want to play it that way.
Yeah, those are always the guilty people. Those are always the guilty people.
And they always eventually get them in the end because they're always guilty. And so, there's a perception, I think, of that. I think there's most people simply are unaware of the fact that clearly invoking their right to remain silent, you know, is the best mechanism for preventing further questioning. And so, but the other side of the coin is, if you do invoke your right to remain silent, say, officers, I'm not going to say another thing, I have nothing more to say until I have a lawyer, you know, it's not going to make necessarily the officers just disappear in a puff of smoke. They should cut off their questioning, but if when you invoke your right to remain silent, it is paramount important that you continue to shut up and not say anything. So, you know, you can sort of you can undo your right to remain silent very quickly if you don't actually continue to remain silent. You might have to repeat, as is often the case in law enforcement encounters, you might have to continuously repeat that you have nothing to say until you speak with a lawyer, and if that's the only thing you repeat, then so be it. But you never want to let officers' tricks get you to go beyond that very simple narrative.
I mean, they are so skilled at this. They're brilliant
right.
at this. They know every way to get you to say whatever they want, and so that's the reason why I think anytime you're involved in questioning, and we want to talk about border crossings. Let's talk about border crossings and also maybe if the TSA guys at the airport who want to know everything about you, including the type of underwear that you wear. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with Stephen Silverman. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
This is an urgent message. When you see standing in the holy place what does not belong, then you know it is the time of punishment and all that is written. When they set themselves up in God's temple by proclaiming to be God and His Christ. For the body of the Christ is God's temple on earth. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. Prepare to advance on their positions, their fortresses, safe places, hiding places, and fronts. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. They have no power or authority over us. Their authority is self-appointed, obtained through fraud, murder, lies, and theft. Our authority comes from the living God, the Creator, the only authority. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Thank you so much for joining us at the Power Hour today. I really enjoy having each and every one of you. We have the coolest listeners in the world, the smartest listeners in the world. And you know, I sometimes get these hate emails, I have to tell you. And you know, I know that they're not Power Team members. I know that because that's not how our people respond. No matter what happens, they always try to be positive and think about the other side. They're very kind people. But I get some of these and I just wonder, where are these people coming from? They're not Power Team members. But maybe they will after a while. Maybe they're just new and they need to settle down just a little bit. Let me say how much I do appreciate each and every one of you, though. Whenever we have a problem at the Power Hour, a package goes to the wrong address or something happens, y'all are so overwhelmingly kind. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you. It makes it so much easier for Misty and Jay and Rosie and Sue and everybody answering the phone out there in the office. So I thank you very, very much. We do appreciate your support at the Power Hour because that's how we stay on the air and bring you programs like this to educate you on your rights. How many programs do you see on the air that talk about your rights? I mean, you would think you didn't have any if you listen to the other programs. And we tell you how to be self-sufficient also. We've got a new book at the Power Hour called Just in Case. In other words, just in case the worst scenario happens, here's what you need to know about personal preparedness, home systems, communications, pets, preparing your car, evacuation. I mean, I don't know why you'd need to know that. Loss of power, fire in the home, natural disasters, toxic hazards, pandemics, and terrorism. All the skills that you need to know. There's also a section on food from scratch. because you see people think that food comes out of boxes and cans. So what do you do if you need to make food from scratch? This is a really nifty book that we carry at the Power Hour. It's $16.95 called Just In Case. So it's a good one to have if for problems with your car and whatever you need to fix. It's an excellent book, How to Be Self-Sufficient When the Unexpected Happens, available at the Power Hour. Also, remember, we've got clay on special, and clay is an awesome thing to use for detoxifying the calcium bentonite clay. It is a pharmaceutical therapeutic grade, and it's available at the Power Hour. Lots and lots of people using that. Get your charcoal at the Power Hour. Now, it's on special right now, but it's cheap enough. And please, knowing that benzene can be detoxed by charcoal is just an incredible thing. So remember that with respect to charcoal. Dr. Sherry Rogers' books are on special, and the purifiers and heaters, they're $200 off. That's not going to last. So call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to The Power Mall. And don't forget, if you order $100 or more, ask for your CD-ROM with 24 books on how to survive. And those books are from the 1800s. I kid you not. Those people knew how to survive. Why? They had to. They had no one around. So the Hygienic Cookbook from 1881, Canning and Preserving, 1887. These are the books that have been copied right from the original books. Your children may never see a book like this. The Art of Curing, Pickling, and Smoking Meat and Fish from 1847. Call 877-817-9829. We're going to get back to Stephen Silverman, Flexing Your Rights. Lots of people have questions about border issues now because we want to know, what are they going to say to us? What do we have to say to them? Now, this is kind of a gray area, and I understand that, Stephen, because not a lot of work has been done and not a lot of litigation has been done over the TSA guys that want to know everything about you and now even want to know how much money you make, where you go, why you're going there. They want to call somebody. I understand that that's what happened to Michael Yon. His friend was coming in from Thailand, and she was coming into Minnesota. They wanted her to call someone to show them that they knew somebody here in the States. Now, how much of that can be required?
Well, this is interesting. There was a case not long ago of a young man named Steven Bierfeldt who worked for the Ron Paul campaign for
Liberty. We've had him on the show. I was at that meeting with him when he got stopped.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, what happened is really, it's actually a very interesting, and the way he handled himself was dead on.
Yes.
And it really creates sort of an appreciation for the intersection of, A, just the lack of appreciation for constitutional rights on the part of TSA agents, and by extension, Border Patrol agents, and the importance of your right to remain silent as really your, almost your best and last protection when you are in one of those situations. And what happened with him is that he was traveling back from St. Louis, right, and he had $4,700 in cash on him, which he got from selling bumper stickers and other Campaign for Liberty materials, because people love the ideas of liberty and want to chip in, and so he had a nice wad of cash as a result. And so what happened is, when he got searched, they found this cash, and they detained him for a pretty long period of time. And they kept, questioning him, who do you work for? Where did this cash come from? And what Stephen did, which I think was really good, is he refused to answer those questions. And what he did is he responded to their questions with his own question that I thought was really smart. He said, am I legally required to answer this? To make it clear that he was not voluntarily agreeing to this detention, this line of questioning. It was a really smart question to ask. And what they would do, they wouldn't say you are legally required to answer, because I think they knew that that was the case, that he was not legally required to answer, but they kept threatening that he'd be taken to the FBI, the DEA, and if, you know, if you've got nothing to hide, just go ahead and answer these questions. And he said, this is a great statement, says, I asked for, you know, for more direction on this law, you know, because I did not understand, you know, why I was being detained. They said, well, we're going to help you understand the law. And so, and what he did that was really smart too, is he used his, he had an iPhone and he had an audio record application. He recorded, a significant part of the encounter, which was really, really important because ultimately, he then worked with, you know, as a litigant with the ACLU, and they pressed a lawsuit, on his behalf, which ultimately, you know, led to some new guidelines by the TSA that said that they could only detain and question someone if they believe that they are, you know, they have reason to believe that they are an actual security threat. And so,
do we know the outcome? Do we know the outcome of that case yet?
Let's see. I'm actually not specifically sure of the specific outcome of the case right now.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't know if there has been. But anyway, that was a major case and a major breakthrough of somebody standing up who had some visibility and was able to tell their story and say, no, I'm not going to give, basically, I'm not going to give them any information. And that was the right thing to do. But boy, it made his life miserable for a while. So we have to be prepared that they're not just going to say, oh, okay, thank you very much, and you may go on about your business now. They're not going to do that.
Right.
They are going to make it difficult for you. Now, let's say at the border, when you're crossing a border and somebody says to you, where are you going? Do you have to tell them that?
Right. I mean, in these situations, like, something that's important to appreciate is that with respect to border searches, the... these are the words authorized by the first Congress of the United States. Searches made at the border, pursuant to the longstanding right of the sovereign to protect itself by stopping and examining persons and property crossing into this country, are reasonable simply by virtue of the fact that they occur at the border. And so, you know, it could stand to reason that this is the border, this is the place where we must, you know, protect ourselves. And so this is really considered to be the only legitimate place where the Fourth Amendment just really does not apply. And the requirements for warrants, for probable cause, even the requirements to show some degree of suspicion, that encompasses, you know, an investigatory stop, those rules do not apply at the border. And so police certainly can ask you, where are you going and what, you know, where you're going to be going, and you can say, you know, yeah, I'm here for business, I'm here to visit family in this part of town. I mean, to that extent, you know, that's probably not an unreasonable response when you're at the border, when you're going.
Well, but when they say though, we want you to call somebody on the phone and prove that you know somebody here, or we want you to give us your email password, which happened in Minneapolis. That's
right.
It did happen. We want your email password. They went into all of her email. She was a master's degree person from Thailand visiting the United States. So, I mean, now we're getting into a real dangerous area because they detained her when she wouldn't... No, they did get the information from her. They detained her. She missed her next flight. And, of course, they said, oh, bad, you know, too bad, so sad. We don't really care. So this is an area that needs to be examined. I'd love to see you do a video or a documentary on this area because border crossings, should we have police checkpoints in this country, which I can't imagine that would ever happen, but should we have these kinds of things, we need some direction on those also. Let me open up the phone lines. It's 44 minutes after the hour, and I'll open up the phone lines for Stephen Silverman, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. 9231. If you have a question or comment, if you have a situation in which you were stopped, or a question for Stephen Silverman, because now we're getting into some really tough times, and these are untested times, which makes it even more difficult for people that are going through the border or through a checkpoint. Just like with our guest Terry Bressy, who is going through a border checkpoint, basically at an Indian reservation. Now that kind of complicates matters, doesn't it?
No, I mean, I don't think it necessarily does in a legal sense. I mean, as far as the inland checkpoints that Terry was going through, The Supreme Court does not give those border agents the same powers as those that are directly at the border. The Fourth Amendment still does apply to these searches, and what they are doing generally is they're asking people to consent to searches is what they're doing. And someone like Terry would, you know, just outright refuses. But the fact is, the overwhelming majority of people are not familiar enough to understand their constitutional right to refuse searches and then to actually do it. So, these particular checkpoints, the Supreme Court has not looked quite as fondly upon, but they are allowed to a limited extent to ask questions of, you know, about people's residence status.
Yeah, and of course the Arizona situation really complicates issues right now, or maybe it is going to uncomplicate it. I don't know. Let's go to Timothy in Tennessee. Timothy, you're on the air with Stephen Silverman. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I only have a comment, and that comment is that anytime they ask you to call somebody here, they are asking you to implicate an innocent third party to further conduct an illegal investigation.
Bingo.
That's why they ask you that.
That is incredible. I think you're absolutely right on that one. And to do that, I don't know, Stephen, do you have any comment on that?
I mean, as far as, you know, someone who's at a border checkpoint who's asked to make a third-party call, I think that's an excellent point. I mean, and so what you have is you have one of these situations where you're putting people in a situation where they're forced to either, you know, incriminate themselves or be turned away. And so it's sadly up to the individual to decide whether they want to, you know, consent to that or not. I mean, I would advise folks to not, but when you're dealing with someone who's an exchange student in Thailand and they have their whole career set up, and this is a bottleneck that they need to go through, it's a challenging situation. I would not know whether or not this officer would actually turn this person away because they refused to go through that. And it's possible that they could, because, you know, as the rule is, when it comes to custom searches, the normal requirements of probable cause, suspicion, and the normal procedures that accompany investigatory stops and the duration, they just do not apply at the border. This is a Fourth Amendment black hole.
That is scary. Let me go back to Timothy. Timothy, what comments do you have on this Fourth Amendment black hole at border searches and checkpoint searches?
Well, I really don't have anything smart to say about it, but I do in fact believe that it is strictly an opportunity for them to dig into your life. If you're coming in with a big giant semi-trailer truck, the expectation is they want to know what's inside. They have a right to know. But if you're just going around there and you're not doing anything that is concluded to be suspicious, they have no business in your life. Because if you're not breaking the law, I don't care if it's not wearing your seatbelt. They have no business in your Fourth Amendment rights. And so I only want to say one other thing. I watched your DVD, Dying to Have Known, and that is so wonderful. The next one I'm going to get is The Beautiful Truth, and it's just incredible about Mr. Max Gerson.
Thank you so much. Have you implemented some of the things in Dying to Have Known or in The Beautiful Truth? Oh, you said you haven't seen
it. A long time ago, I actually started that. I don't cook any of my food. I eat everything raw. Of course, I don't even eat raw. But notice the answer, but I need to buy the food, what do you call it when you take food products and turn them into liquid. I want to buy that first, and then I'm going to actually begin that regimen for the remaining portion of my life.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. I think, you know, Beautiful Truth is more beautiful than I can explain. I love the name, The Beautiful Truth. Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you very much. And Dying to Have Known, if you've not seen that DVD, it will change your life as far as your health goes. Thank you, Timothy from Tennessee. Let's go to Ed in PA. Ed in PA, you're on the air with Stephen Silverman. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I've been in situations with friends and police officers, and they keep yakking, and I always tell my friends, just keep your mouth shut. Give the cop a chance just to think, you know? enough. Just be respectful. If you're yakking at them, they don't have a chance to think. They're two cops are trying to talk and figure out what they're going to do. Keep your mouth shut. That's the best thing to do.
That's fantastic advice, and you're a very good friend to have. And in fact, you know, one way I put it to people is, you know, this is the police encounter is not the time to express yourself. And I'm certainly not the kind of person to tell someone how they ought to express themselves. But when it comes to, you know, your belief in liberty and your political opinions about, you know, about the laws and the Constitution, when you're dealing with the point of a police encounter, while it seems like the right place to bring those things up, it's actually the last place that you want to. That, you know, when you want to talk about the law and you want to lobby your congressperson, you want to have town hall meetings.
Okay, we got a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with Stephen Silverman. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls, 800-259-9231.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. It is 54 minutes after the hour. We're talking about what to do when you are stopped, how to handle yourself. We all want to do the right thing. We want to be nice. We want to be polite. But we don't want to incriminate ourselves when we don't even realize we're maybe incriminating ourselves with something we haven't even done. And I'm sure that Stephen Silverman could tell us some situations like that. He is our guest today. FlexYourRights.org is a website. We carry two of his DVDs at the Power Hour. They can tell you about them. Call us at 877-817-9829. $15, and I will tell you, you will not be sorry. Everybody loves both 10 Rules for Dealing with the Police and busted, The Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters. And it seems like those of us who thought, oh, I'll never need that, I am a nice person, everybody needs to see this. And we were just talking to Ed in PA, who says, just he tells everybody just to keep quiet. That's the secret. Just be quiet.
Absolutely. I mean, something that interests me is, sorry to interrupt, but I think the story is very insightful in sort of the idea that if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't have anything to worry about. I went shooting with a friend a few months back in Quantico, Virginia, and he's got a pretty nice arsenal, and we had a lot of fun there. And so he was going to drive me back into D.C., where I live, in the belly of the beast, but we had to stop at his place first to, quote-unquote, drop off the felonies. And that was really interesting. I think that really fascinated me, because the idea that if he had simply crossed over from Virginia, where he was, where he had legal, everything was perfectly legal, weapons, automatic, semi-automatic weapons, if he had drived over that bridge, key bridge, into Washington, D.C., we would suddenly be felons in possession of felonious contraband.
Ooh.
And so what if he had simply forgotten in crossing that bridge about mm-hmm. those specific laws when we got pulled over?
Yeah.
Asserting your right to refuse a search becomes all the more important in those situations where the law is ambiguous and unclear.
So if you have done that and made a mistake, let's say you had gone over that bridge, gone into D.C. and made that mistake. You're
right.
Stopped. What? Any recommendations there? Do you just keep quiet? Do you say, I want my attorney called? What do you want? What do you do?
Well, in that situation, if your private items are in the trunk, for example, there's no reason to reveal what private items you have in your private possession. If you're being pulled over for a traffic stop, there's no legal reason why the officer would have to search in your trunk unless they were what's